the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden's doing more post-debate damage control today, addressing concerns with both Democratic leaders and voters about his bid for re-election. He talked to Earl Ingram on Civic Media Radio in Wisconsin.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
The New York Times reports Biden told an ally he's mulling whether to continue with his campaign, something our Nancy Cordes says the White House immediately denied.
We have seen a shift over the past few days from blanket support for the president over the weekend from the governors who were speaking out publicly saying he's our leader, he's our nominee, nothing has changed. That message is a little more nuanced now.
Biden's camp says he has no plans to drop out. Hurricane Beryl is still lashing at Jamaica.
The National Hurricane Center detailed Hurricane Beryl's path as it crosses over Jamaica. Director Mike Brennan.
Multiple life-threatening hazards playing out across Jamaica now. The core winds of a Category 4 hurricane.
Those are maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. Beryl is then heading to the Cayman Islands and the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico tomorrow night. It could hit South Texas early next week.
At CBS's Wendy Gillette. Meantime, thousands are evacuating near Sacramento, where a fast-moving wildfire is burned more than 3,500 acres. This woman escaping from Oroville.
Thankful for all the effort, all the air support. I'm thankful for all the firemen and firefighters.
It's one of four major fires burning now in the state. Holiday travel could hit record numbers this week. CBS Minneapolis reporter Pauline Lee.
Airport travel isn't expected to peak until Friday, but here at MSP International, we're already starting to see those long lines. Now, traveling by car today and Sunday are going to be your busiest days. And traveling anytime this holiday weekend, it's going to be big for several reasons. Number one, tickets are expected to be a little cheaper than this time last year, and gas prices are also cheap.
The nationwide average now $3.51 a gallon. On Coney Island, professional eaters are getting their guts ready.
Welcome to the Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest weigh-in.
15 men and 14 women will compete for the yellow mustard belt
tomorrow. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Reese.